Hello, Saints. So today I would just want to go over a study I did on defending truth when wolves come. And this kind of branches off an event that happened recently to me, and I'll go over that really quick. So after coming to the truth of God and seeking after the Lord in spirit and truth, leaving my past behind, I had reached out with Brother Tupos of DontParish.com, who is my elder, to my earthly dad, who's around the same age. He consistently pushed back against the scripture we gave him, made some ad hominem attacks against Brother Tupos, and finally stopped responding and ran away like a 21:8 coward, Revelation 21:8. So I ran into him again the other day, as he spent a bunch of the Lord's time tracking me down to find where I was based out of, and because he really wanted to see me in the flesh. I ended up talking with him for about 40 minutes, which was way too long. And though I rebuked him in many areas, I missed some key things that I want to cover quickly to help all the saints defend themselves confidently against the fleshly wolves that Satan sends after the sheep. So number one, always be sure to preach the gospel. 2 Timothy 4 verse 2. Preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. So our first calling is to go and preach the gospel, as this is the greatest and most important truth the world needs to know. If the family member, co-worker, relative, whoever comes to see you and they haven't heard it, preach it to them in its completeness. If they're seeking truth, they'll ask for more. If not, well, continue on your way, rebuke them, show them the truth, but then you must avoid them if they don't want the truth. They're not of God. So sternly, number two, sternly rebuke those who claim Christ and aren't seeking truth. 1 Timothy 5, verse 20. Them that sin, rebuke before all that others also may fear. If the family member or co-worker or whoever has heard the gospel and claims Christ, which my father did, then a rebuke is in order, and a stern one, for circumventing the biblical New Testament body to get at the sheep of God. That's what wolves do. These people are often living after and walking in the flesh, not after the Spirit, and need to be shown their error with a sharp cut in biblical truth. Number three, always be sure to send them to biblical authority, especially if you're early on, still a novice, in the walk. 1 Timothy 5 verse 17. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in word and doctrine. So after preaching the gospel or rebuking a claimed Christian, send them to biblical authority, especially if a biblical authority has attempted to reach out to them before. If they're not willing to seek for truth and unity through the elders of the body which the Lord set up, they're just there for the flesh, and you're supposed to mark and avoid them. Number four, having some righteous anger for those who trample underfoot the Son of God and try to pull the sheep of God back into sin. Hebrews 10:29, of how much sorer punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. If they trampled the pearls of truth you've given them, and continue their love of the world, the love of the flesh, etc., then they are enemies of God and the gospel. A righteous hatred for such sins should be kindled, and it should be made known by the demeanor which you have, that you'll give such things no space, as you shouldn't, because you're standing for truth. And finally, number five, tell them to refrain from contact of any sort and just go away. Drive away, walk away, whatever you need to do. Romans 16, verse 17. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to them, to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. If they don't hear your words, they're not of God and should be avoided. A little leaven leavens the whole lump, and the children of God should have no associations with the children of Satan. So just some other tips. As I talked about before, don't give them much time. I spent 40 minutes with my dad. That was far too much time. I should have given him maybe 5 because we did send emails to him before, giving him truth, offering to get on the phone with him, talk about truth, talk about the gospel. He denied all of it. He ran away. So don't give people who have been given truth before hardly any time. They're not worth it. If they're interested in seeking repentance, they'll reach out to the elders. We always have that open door if someone's willing to repent, but going to their son, their daughter, whoever it might be, before the elders, it's all flesh. It's just there for the flesh. Also, make sure your armor is always on. That spiritual armor. Because Satan desires your soul. He knows who you are. He knows who the saints of God are. He goes to and fro in the earth. He knows all of the saints of God. So he'll try to throw things in your life, put things in your way to stumble you, to get you to look back at your past, to get you in your flesh, whatever it might be, whatever damns your soul. That's what Satan is trying to get you to do, because he knows the scripture well. He knows how holy God is. He knows that if you live in any willful sin, there's no more sacrifice for sin. So he's going to try every way possible. It's a war for your soul, so be sure you always have your armor on. And my dad actually snuck up on me the other day. I just got done with a walk. I was putting things away in my van, and he pulled up right behind me. Hello! And it was out of nowhere. So Satan will do that to you. So in conclusion, Acts 20:28-31, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I ceased not to warn everyone night and day with tears. So this is a serious thing, saints. Be careful of wolves, especially family, especially friends, co-workers from your past, especially early on in your walk, trying to pull you back into old sin, pull you back into your flesh. So they that are in the flesh cannot please God, it says in Romans 8:8. Watch and walk circumspectly, because this is a war for your soul. It's a war for the souls of everyone. We're fighting a battle. We have to fight and strive to make it into the kingdom of God. It is a narrow path. Very few are willing to fight, but you must fight, saints, to make it in. So I hope you have a good rest of your day or night, wherever you are, and God be praised.